Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, I haven't checked the news, I don't know if he still is Prime Minister. Either way, let's try and understand what is going on there. Reports that Starmer is facing growing political pressure and that he might well be resigning today. Daniel Burke is Director of UK Law, Lawyers for Israel, a charitable trust, a solicitor specialising in criminal and professional discipline law. Daniel Burke, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What do we know?
Is he? How long's he got?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's that whole back to that lettuce.
It's lovely to be back on your program again. There are things in my refrigerator that are going to last longer than Keir Starmer. Almost his entire government, cabinet, know that his time is up, and it's expected that he's going to make an announcement before his next cabinet meeting on Tuesday. Otherwise, it's going to be an extremely difficult meeting. So all reports are suggesting that he's seeing the reality. It comes as no great surprise. The economy is a mess. UK welfare spending is forecast at $334 billion. Income tax receipts, $331 billion. So we're actually spending more on welfare than is coming in from income tax. He's failed to tackle immigration. It's a very, very divided country. And on the international stage, he's been seen as tremendously weak. We saw, of course, how he was blanked by President Trump following the hostage release. Mm. And we've fallen... refusing to allow the US to use British air bases until we were put under tremendous pressure. It was once implausible. Bush and Blair, Thatcher and Reagan, and he's lost that special relationship. Almost certainly going to be replaced by Andy Burnham, the former mayor of Manchester, who's dubbed the King of the North. There are, of course, interesting times to come because nobody quite seems to know what exactly Burnham's policies are. He'll have to try to deliver the manifesto that Labour elected on. I mean, a bigger question for your audience might be, the impact on the Jewish community.
Yeah. I wondered how much of a factor that is. You've been speaking about a few of the other factors, from our world perspective, and sometimes that's a mistake, we assume, it must be about the terrible anti-Semitism, it must be about the relationship with the US, etc. But maybe it's not.
Yeah. Sadly, I very much doubt that the high levels of anti-Semitism, which CST have recorded as unprecedented, the Community Security Trust, responsible for collecting statistics about anti-Semitic attacks and providing security for Jewish communities, a wonderful organization that's never been so busy. They've said anti-Semitic incidents are up. Unprecedented levels. Mm. Look, Keir Starmer, there's not enough of us to make a difference. And it should be that a political leader should be opposed to anti-Semitism simply because it's wrong, not because it's a vote winner. Keir Starmer, after the departure of the anti-Semitic leader Jeremy Corbyn, who Keir Starmer supported through two elections, Keir Starmer then apologised to British Jews. He promised that Labour changed and we would once again feel safe in this country. And on that measure, he's failed. We've never had so many Jews in Britain discussing at Shabbat dinner whether or not we have a future here. And that's happened under him. Whilst he may not himself be an anti-Semite, he hasn't done much to make Jews feel safe. He may claim to have done that, but you only need to sit with the average Jewish family on a Friday night to understand how unsafe we feel. And during the course of this, of course, this is the man that recognised a Palestinian state while Israeli hostages remained desperate and terrified in Hamas tunnels. We've very much been left with the feeling that we are secondary to political expediency. And he's failed to deal with the anti-Israel protests, demonstrations near synagogues, incidents of anti-Jewish intimidation. They've not been dealt with firmly enough. We had only last week a protest right outside the London shul when David Lammy, the Deputy Prime Minister, came to Heaton Park, the site of the terror attack in Manchester. He was booed by the audience. Contrast that with the Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, who was received very warmly. And it's simply because we know who our friends are. But it's not, I very much doubt that there are any Labour MPs, or if I'm being unfair to the many Labour MPs, who have thought we're being failed by this Prime Minister because he's not taken a hard enough view on anti-Semitism. And we saw this, in fact, one of the likely leadership candidates and the one that wielded the knife, Wes Streeting, came out in the Epstein files in his correspondence with Peter Mandelson, that Wes Streeting was worried about losing his seat to a pro-Gaza independent candidate. And he discussed the political impact of the Gaza war on Labour's Muslim vote, and he described Israel, you know, as committing war crimes. He's used language like engaging in rogue state behavior, and he's spoken the language of ethnic cleansing, you know, none of which are true. But he was doing this because his own majority is wafer thin, and he was worried about losing feet, and that's always going to come first.
Absolutely incredible. I am being signaled that we're out of time, but I just want to ask you, is there any hope that his resignation will bring a little bit of a more positive approach to not only to Israel, but to the Jewish community?
We keep thinking it can't get much worse. I mean, Andy Burnham, I will say in fairness, and I'm speaking only at a local level, he's the very likely prime going to take over. Andy Burnham, as mayor of Manchester, has been a friend to the Jewish community in Manchester.
Right.
He's been at many events. He's spoken out against anti-Semitism. Whether or not that will translate to the national stage, I'm afraid, remains to be seen. So we will find out whether he's a man of his word or not in due course.
That is where we leave it. Apologies that it is such a short discussion. I could have carried on this one for ages. Daniel Burke, Director of UK Lawyers for Israel, Charitable Trust, a solicitor specializing in criminal and professional discipline law.